Teresa Smith is taking me to the bottom floor of the Greene County Courthouse.
This door does say restricted area.
She's the voter registration clerk for the county and one of three people who has access to a special room down here that houses the county's voting machines and electronic polling books.
They are behind two locked doors. There's only two keys to get into that room. One of them is with the voter registration office and with the clerk's office.
The security protocol is so strict that Smith only lets me through one of those locked doors. While the county has been practicing these security policies for a while, the election board only formally adopted them earlier this month. It seemed necessary, with all of the recent news of foreign governments and hackers meddling in elections. Voter registration assistant Steve Magner says the county's vote machines are relatively secure.
They're never connected to the internet where they could be hacked into or altered, which is most people's concerns that they're vote might be altered or, results changed.
But there are other ways the machines could be manipulated. Scott Shackelford is chair of Indiana University's cybersecurity program. He says the conversation about election security goes beyond equipment.
So if you really wanted to attack Indiana's, for example, voting integrity, you wouldn't have to just go after the voting machines. You could, for example, go after websites that people go to figure out where their polling places are. You could snarl traffic. You could shut down the power grid in a worst-case scenario in certain core swing counties.
And several recent reports point to vulnerabilities in Indiana's election security systems. The Center for American Progress gave the state a failing grade in an election security analysis released earlier this year. It says the state doesn't back up voting machines with a paper record and doesn't mandate post-election audits to test for accuracy. And a Pew Trust analysis from 2014 ranks Indiana 31st on its overall elections performance index, which assesses factors like data completeness, post-election audits, and ballot problems. But Shackelford says the state is making progress.
The good news is that we have a Secretary of State here in Indiana who is at the head of the pack. She's currently the president, Connie Lawson, of the Secretaries of State's Association and has taken cybersecurity really seriously.
Lawson's office plans to use nearly $7.6 million in grant funding from the federal government to try and address some of the challenges. Among other things, the money will be used to evaluate election computers and harden the network systems they use. The state also plans to deploy auditable voting systems and improve election night reporting. And Shackelford says there's a new network that allows election officials to better communicate about problems.
We now have something called a voting ISAC, an information sharing and analysis center, to help these election officials share cyber threat data and best practices across the country.
But Shackelford says it's not enough to stop interference in November. He says that shouldn't impact whether Hoosiers decide to cast a ballot, though, because that's exactly what those trying to interfere with the election are hoping for. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.